You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 407, covering week 13, March 24th to 30th, 2025. Linus Torvalds released Linux kernel 6.14. Among the most notable changes, NT-Sync driver with Windows NT synchronization primitives, read operation balancing settings in ButterFS RAID 1, RefLink support in XFS in real-time mode, the ability to uncache buffered I.O., DMEM C-group for limiting GPU memory, enabling I.O. underscore U-ring in Fuse, delegation of attributes in NFS, support for atomic writes in device mapper, acceleration of symbolic links, control over the ability to execute scripts, support for Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Elite chips, and a driver for AMD NPU. The Hyperland 0.48 composite server using the Wayland protocol is available. The project is focused on tiling window layout, but also supports classic arbitrary window placement, grouping of windows in the form of tabs, pseudo-mosaic mode, and full-screen window opening. Features for creating visually attracting interfaces are provided, gradients in window frames, background blur, animation effects, and shadows. Plugins can be connected to expand functionality, and socket-based IPC is provided for external control of work. The code is written in C++ and is distributed under the BSD license. The Latin American Free Software Foundation has published a completely free version of the Linux 6.14 kernel, Linux-Libre 6.14-GNU, cleared of firmware and driver elements containing non-free components or code sections whose scope of application is limited by the manufacturer. Linux Libre also disables kernel functions for loading external non-free components that are not included in the kernel distribution, and references to the use of non-free components have been removed from the documentation. The GIMP 3.0.2 graphics editor has been released, which fixes some of the issues that were discovered after the first release of the GIMP 3.0 branch last week. Things like conflicts with some system themes that caused the interface to display incorrectly have been fixed. The developers have also rolled back a patch with improved support for graphics tablets since problems with pressure sensitivity on some older devices surfaced when using it. Ready-made builds have been published for Linux, AppImage and Flatpak for x86 and ARM64 architectures, macOS, and Windows. MPV 0.40 has been released, forked from the MPlayer 2 project codebase in 2013. MPV focuses on developing new features without worrying about maintaining compatibility with MPlayer. MPV code is licensed under LGPLv 2.1+. Some parts remain under GPLv 2, but the transition to LGPL is almost complete, and the --enable-LGPL option can be used to disable the remaining GPL code. Aran OS 2025.03 has been presented, which became the first update after the renaming of the Serpent OS project. The distribution uses its own package manager and an atomic system update model. The development is carried out by the old team of developers of the Solus distribution, which includes Ikey Doherty, the creator of Solus, and Joshua Strobel, the key developer of the Budgie desktop environment. The builds are formed for the x86-64v2 architecture and are supplied with the GNOME desktop. Among the new versions of packages involved are the Linux kernel 6.13.8, GNOME 48.0, Mesa 25.0.2, Firefox 136.0.2, Vulkan SDK 1.4.309.0, and LLVM 19.1.7. The distribution uses the MOS package manager with its own Stone package format and system state management tools. To save disk space when storing multiple versions of packages, hard link-based deduplication is used. The update is performed in atomic mode with replacement of the contents of the /user partition. In the event of a failure during the installation of the update, the system rolls back to the previous working state. Libre PCB 1.3.0, the free package for automated design of printed circuit boards, is available. Libre PCB is positioned as an intuitive package for rapid development of boards, which lags behind KiCad in functionality but is much easier to work with, and at the same time takes into account the needs of not only beginners but also professional engineers. The program is supplied in builds for Linux, Flatpak Snap and AppImage, FreeBSD, macOS, and Windows. The project code is written in C++ with the Qt interface and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. LibrePCB includes a project management interface, an electronic circuit editor, a multi-layer printed circuit board editor, a service for generating data to start production, a command line utility, LibrePCB-CLI, for automating typical tasks, for example, checking and exporting data, a library of electronic components with navigation through a tree-like categorized list, import of DXF files and export in PDF, SVG, and CSVBOM, pick and place X3/CSV, Gerber/X, Exelon and STEP formats are supported. David Edmondson and Oliver Beard presented Plasma Login Manager on the KDE Developers mailing list. The desire to replace the login manager is explained by the presence of unsolvable architectural problems in the Display Manager SDDM, Simple Desktop Display Manager. Plasma Login Manager attempts to implement a GDM-like architecture, allowing for tighter integration of the login manager with the KDE Plasma Desktop environment and the KWin composite server. A working prototype of Plasma Login Manager is available for testing, but it has not yet reached a quality level suitable for use in the stable branch of KDE Plasma. The backend, based on SDDM code and the new frontend, as well as a module for the configurator, KCM, are currently being developed in separate repositories which are planned to be merged in the future. The Dead Beef 1.10.0 music player is presented. The player is written in C and can work with a minimum set of dependencies. The code is distributed under the ZLib license. The interface is built using the GTK library, supports tabs, and can be expanded through widgets and plugins. Features include automatic recording of text, encoding and tags, equalizer, support for cue files, ability to control via command line or from the system tray, loading and displaying covers, built-in tag editor, flexible options for displaying the required fields in track lists, support for streaming internet radio, playback mode without pauses, and a plugin for recording audio files. Zorin OS 17.3 has been published based on Ubuntu 22.04. To manage the design, the distribution offers a special configurator that allows you to give the desktop a look typical of various versions of Windows and Mac OS, and the distro includes a selection of programs close to the programs that Windows users are accustomed to. Zorin OS uses GNOME as the base of the desktop with a set of its own add-ons and a panel based on Dash to Panel and Dash to Dock. To integrate the desktop with a smartphone, the Zorin Connect application is supplied. In addition to Deb packages and Ubuntu repository, support for Flatpak, AppImage, and Snap formats is included by default, with the ability to install programs from the FlatHub and Snap Store catalogs. The Linux kernel code has been modified to add the ability to use Linux as a root environment for the Hyper-V hypervisor. The host environment is responsible for managing the hypervisor for the launch of guest systems, allocating resources, and ensuring the interaction of virtual machines with the hardware. The hypervisor in Linux is managed via the /dev/mshv device. In addition, the same set of patches for virtual machines using Hyper-V adds the ability to disable individual processor cores on the fly, CPU offlining. Linux for managing Hyper-V is already used in the Azure Linux distribution and Microsoft infrastructure, but for third-party projects, this feature was only available in the form of separate patches. Now these patches are included in the main kernel. The need to use Linux to manage the Hyper-V hypervisor is driven by the desire to simplify maintenance and improve the performance of servers serving Microsoft cloud systems, given that since 2018, the number of Linux guest systems in the Azure cloud service exceeds the number of Windows environments. Additionally, it is worth noting that the Linux 6.15 kernel branch has adopted a patch with support for block devices whose block size exceeds a memory page. For example, Linux will now be able to work with devices with a 64K sector size on systems with 4K memory pages. The Debian project developers have announced the implementation of repeatable builds for all official Debian 12.10 live images, as well as for builds of all significant desktop environments for the Debian 11, 12, and 13 testing repositories. A guide has been prepared for users to create their own live images based on the source code available in the repository, which are 100% identical at the binary level to the ready-made live images provided by the project. Repeatable builds allow the user to create their own builds that are bit-for-bit identical to the ready-made builds offered for download. The user can personally verify that the binary files distributed in packages and boot images are compiled from the provided source code and do not contain hidden changes. Checking the identity of the binary build allows you not to rely on only trust in the distribution's build infrastructure, where a compromise of the compiler or assembly tools can lead to the substitution of hidden bookmarks. The Q4OS 5.8 distribution has been published. It is based on Debian and comes with the KDE Plasma 5 and Trinity desktops, continues development of the KDE 3.5.x code base. Both user environments can simultaneously coexist on one system, and the user can switch between them. The distribution is positioned as undemanding to hardware resources and offering a classic desktop design. The new release brings the package base up to Debian 12.10 with Linux kernel 6.1.0-32. The desktop profiler suite installer has been rewritten to work in multi-threaded mode and now supports Flatpak packages. The beta release of the Ubuntu 25.04 Plucky Puffin distribution is out. After this release, the package base was completely frozen, and the developers moved on to final testing and bug fixing. The release is scheduled for April 17th and is classified as an intermediate release, which gets updates over the course of 9 months. Ready-made test images have been created for Ubuntu, Ubuntu Server, Lubuntu, Kubuntu, Ubuntu Mate, Ubuntu Budgie, Ubuntu Studio, Xubuntu, Ubuntu Chillin, China Edition, Ubuntu Unity, Edubuntu, and Ubuntu Cinnamon. Notable changes can be found at the link in the show notes or in the next issue of the magazine. RescueZilla 2.6 is available. It is designed for backup, system recovery after failures, and diagnostics of various hardware problems. The distribution is built on the Ubuntu package base and continues the development of the Redo Backup and Rescue project, the development of which was stopped in 2012. Live builds for 32 and 64-bit x86 systems and a deb package for installation in Ubuntu are offered for download. RescueZilla supports backup and recovery of accidentally deleted files in Linux, macOS, and Windows partitions. It automatically searches for and connects network partitions that can be used to store backups. The graphical interface is based on the LXDE shell. The format of the created backups is fully compatible with the CloneZilla distribution. The developers of the OpenSUSE distribution have implemented the ability to parallelize the download of packages and metadata in the Zipper package manager. Additionally, a new backend has been proposed that more optimally reuses already established connections and increases the efficiency of metadata processing. Parallelization is available since libzip 17.36.4 and zipper 1.14.87 currently only available in the Tumbleweed and SlowRoll repositories. By default, these features are disabled and are presented as experimental. The NVTOP 3.2.0 console utility has been released. It is designed for interactive monitoring of GPU and hardware accelerators. The utility allows you to visually monitor the load, memory consumption, and GPU frequency changes on graphs, as well as view the processes that most actively load the GPU. GPUs and accelerators from AMD, Intel, NVIDIA, Apple M1 and M2, Huawei Ascend, Qualcomm, and Broadcom VideoCore are supported. The new version supports Intel Xe and Broadcom V3D Raspberry Pi drivers. Support for Google TPU Tensor Processing Unit AI Accelerator has been added. At the same time, the ATOP utility was released, designed for interactive monitoring of system operation parameters and display of process activity. The ATOP program differs from the TOP utility in greater detail, CPU, GPU, memory, disks, network, streams, containers, and the ability to periodically dump reports to a file for subsequent analysis. The code is written in C and is distributed under the GPL V2 license. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.